Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Sa sining General Luna, may eksena kung saan napilitan si Luna mag-Ingles.
That train, sequestered by the Americans, yes.
May kausap siyang foreigner, opisyalis ng tren. But because Luna was speaking in broken English, the official couldn't really understand him.
I am quite sequestering that train.
You're what? Don't be absurd, sir.
Baliw daw kayo, General.
Absurd! Absurd! Arrest him!
Huh?
Wait.
Kaya, pinaaresto niya na lang para iwas nosebleed. Tumatak ang scene na to dahil maraming nakarelate kay General Luna, who did his best to communicate in a language na hindi naman niya gamay. Kung isa ka sa mga nakarelate, then keep listening.
Hi, I'm Raja Aisha, and you're listening to Ikaw na Magaling. Ikaw na Magaling is a quick podcast on self-improvement and professional development. Dahil gusto naming gumaling ka. As in, legit. And you guessed it, our first episode is about the use of the English language and why it is essential in the workplace. Siguro, nakikinig kayo ng podcast na to kasi gusto niyong malaman, paano ba magsalita ng English sa trabaho? Well, we invited someone to help you out.
I'm Liwai Jarina Ruizo Makatangay. I was an English Studies major and a junior faculty member of the UP Diliman College of Arts and Letters in the English department. Now I'm a practicing government lawyer.
If you think hindi pa kayo ganon kagaling sa English, don't worry. May 5 hacks ang ating guest para sa inyo to help you improve your English skills.
The first hack: recalibrate your frame of mind and your attitude.
So, magsisimula muna tayo sa mindset.
I think the very important first step there is to situate yourself as the learner. So, you always think, I'm trying to learn as much as I can. And the only way to learn as much as you can is to be vulnerable enough to say you don't know these things that you want to learn. And sometimes the way you learn is you make mistakes from them. When somebody says, oh, pangit ng ano mo, may accent ka or may punto ka, you confuse your P and your F or your V and your B sounds, which is common for most native speakers in Filipino. And you just think to yourself, they're not criticizing me, my ideas. Your ideas are completely insulated in that sense from the language that you're trying to learn. Because if you keep absorbing criticism as if it were about you, then you're going to break down. You're going to fail at learning.
Ayan. Ang dapat nating isipin ay, I'm still learning. Hindi pa ako perfect. Parang ako, I'm Malaysian Filipino. Mami ko galing Zamboanga at daddy ko galing Malaysia, kung saan ako lumaki. Lumipat ako dito para mag-college, and that's when I started learning Tagalog, dahil nakaka-nosebleed daw ako. I'm sure naririnig niyo yung bulol ko. But I learned Tagalog so that I can communicate and convey my ideas and feelings better to connect with more people. And of course, to make more friends. Next hack.
The second would be consume as many forms of media in English as possible. It can be movies, it can be books, songs, plays, poetry, all types of media that use English as a platform for communication. When you want to be more focused, consume material that is relevant to your field of practice or that is generally relevant to the context that you want to use English in. If you're a scientist, a biologist, maybe a good material that you can take off from would be referee journals, biology journals, scholarly articles that go into your field of expertise. If you're in entertainment or in the creative avenues, you want to learn and read materials that are also in that line, which are very, very different from the English that you use in, say, the engineering fields. The general idea is to really just expose yourself to English.
That was pretty straightforward. Magbasa, makinig, manood ng English media para maintindihan kung paano ito gamitin. Susunod.
Three, produce in the language as much as possible for introspection and self-feedback. It's important for people who want to learn English to speak and to write it and to use it, because writing is a very powerful and effective way of looking at your thoughts and how they flow on something that's external, on something that you can dissect, tear apart, criticize, review, that you wouldn't have if it just stayed in your brain. Then you kind of see, hey, oh my, no, your vocabulary is too plain, or hey, you're prone to choppy ideas that don't flow smoothly from one to the next. These things will betray themselves on the page. So you have to be able to externally render them somewhere in order to take them apart.
Ang paggamit mismo ng Ingles, very important. Actually, you can write in a journal or kahit sa phone mo. Dito matetest ang natutunan mo. Sabi nga nila, experience is the best teacher. Ang fourth hack ay...
Fourth would be to invite and welcome feedback. Language is a very social animal. You know, it grows by exchange, by collaboration. And the only way that you can learn it is really to speak it in the community of that language. Then you're bound to get feedback. And note, no, that feedback doesn't always come in a nice little neat, kind, compassionate package. Sometimes it comes in the form of a failed review from your boss. Sometimes feedback will not be told to you straightforwardly. Sometimes your feedback will occur when you least expect it. But essentially, if you look at them from a very sober point of view, you're saying all of these are feedback. And all of these I can use to improve my skill.
Kung wala kang kapamilya o kaibigang magaling mag-Ingles, Ma'am Liwai suggests you ask your teacher or boss for guidance. Find free tutorials online or makinig sa mga podcast. Finally,
fifth would be to just be brave and courageous and keep at it, because that's the only way you can learn a changing language. English is an evolving language, and so you're constantly going to have to keep abreast. English is only a utility. It only serves as a tool for pushing yourself forward in other avenues. So yes, you preoccupy yourself on the language, pero when it comes to the workplace, beautiful, flawless, perfect sentence structure can only get you so far. And then at some point, it's really the idea behind the language that will take you further. So important to improve yourself in the craft that you're doing.
Nagbabago at nag-e-evolve ang lengguahe. Kaya tuloy-tuloy lang ang pag-aaral natin nito. But what's important is that we keep improving, not just in language learning, but also in other aspects of our work. So, natutunan natin na huwag matakot magkamali sa pag-aaral ng Ingles at maghanap ng English material na pwedeng aralin. Pag-practice din ng English para masanay. Pagkatapos ay humingi ng comments mula sa iba. So, let's keep learning the language and improving together. You've been listening to Ikaw na Magaling, a Puma Podcast production. Once again, I'm Raja Aisha. Don't forget to subscribe to Ikaw na Magaling and Puma Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This episode was produced by Macy Hoven, George Ampil, and me. It was edited by Nico Bolante.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.